Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Michael.
And this is Kevin.
And you're listening to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Kevin, there is this awesome thing that's going on here in Chicago now. Lollapalooza is coming up. We had our festival lineup season episode the other day. And one thing that I found really awesome was that Acme Hotel is now kind of incorporating ESP guitars into this new kind of room that they have. It's pretty awesome.
That is a really cool idea, and I can speak firsthand to the quality of ESP as I played one for, God, a good, probably over 10 years I had an ESP.
Geez, well, we're lucky to have Brent Hinton, the Director of Sales and Marketing from Acme Hotel here. What's going on, Brent?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what kind of came up with, what was the inspiration for this idea to incorporate ESP with Acme?
Yeah, you know, we're always looking for different fun amenities to offer our guests. We really want to enhance their experience while they're here in Chicago, and our guests that have stayed over the last 5 years have really given us the rock and roll theme that wasn't one of the, when we opened the hotel, it wasn't like, hey, we're going to be a rock and roll hotel. It just kind of naturally morphed that way.
Yeah.
So we're just sitting around one day talking about, you know, what can we do this year? What's new? What's next? And someone brought up guitars and we're like, yeah, how can we make that work? So that's kind of how the whole idea conceptualized. And then it was a matter of finding the right guitar partner that fit with the brand and felt right.
So why was ESP the correct partner?
You know, after looking at guitars, ESP was a natural fit, really. ESP is known for, like you said, great guitars,
yeah.
Fantastic craftsmanship.
Oh, yeah.
Yet they still are approachable as far as price goes. Mm-hmm. And that really resonated with Acme because that's what we're all about at Acme is fantastic, awesome product, but still affordable as far as price goes and approachable. So it was a natural fit.
It's super important to get an affordable guitar when you're first starting off as a musician. Now, I'm kind of a Fender guy, but I've always been interested in ESPs and everything. You brought in a beautiful bronze stained guitar here in the studio. Is this what people are going to be able to play when they're at the hotel?
It's the exact same guitar. So we have these throughout our double suites, and then we also have them at the front desk for guests to actually check out. So, you know, if you don't have a room with a guitar in it and you want to play a guitar, just come down to the front desk and say, hey, can I get a guitar? And no problem.
That's so cool. Okay, so this is an awesome idea because I just came back from South by Southwest, which is a big music festival out in Austin, Texas. And, you come back from seeing these shows, these live shows, and you get so intrigued by just seeing all this live music. You're like, man, I would love to be playing a guitar right now. This is such a great idea.
I've got one here for you to play.
So let's say I'm a guest in the hotel and I'm staying at my room, has one of these guitars in it. Is there an amp or what am I plugging into? Is it headphones?
No. Good question. Absolutely. So what we have is we partnered with ESP for the guitar, and then we also partnered with Bowers & Wilkins. So we have Bowers & Wilkins headphones in all the rooms.
Okay.
And then we have Traveler amps. We don't want to put a full amp in the room, obviously.
Right.
You don't want that. But we have Traveler amps. So you plug in the Traveler amp to the guitar and hook it up to your Bowers & Wilkins headphones and jam out.
Man. And you're not worried about noise complaints or anything like that?
That's why we didn't put a full amp in the rooms.
Now, can I call my drummer buddy and have him come over with his kit?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
It's going to be great when they start introducing the upright bass part of the hotel.
Well, I'm curious, too. Like, so are you letting just anybody that's staying at the hotel can pick up that guitar, or do you have to kind of pass some sort of musicianship test to prove that you know what you're doing with that thing?
Not at all.
No?
Our big thing is self-expression, and, you know, if you just always wanted to release your inner rock star, you don't know anything about guitar, just have fun with it. I mean, it's just natural. You see a guitar, and you just naturally want to pick it up, whether you know how to play or not. No, not at all. Anyone's welcome to check it out. We have one in the lobby for people to mess around with as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a cool thing.
Very cool, very cool. And you mentioned, you know, a little bit before the interview started that Acme kind of ties itself with musicians. You have a lot of great musicians that come through and stay at the hotel. Can you speak a little bit about, like, who you have seen come through the doors, like, at the Acme Hotel and why this, you know, this brand was naturally built by seeing these musicians come through your doors?
Yeah, I would love to tell you who stayed there. I can't tell you, and I won't tell you who stayed there. Mm-hmm. We've had some bands stay with us. And again, it was just a natural fit as far as music goes, because that's what our guests have given us, that marketing, you know, attribute of, oh, this is such a rock and roll hotel. It's all about self-expression. So it was really just encompassing the next awesome experience for our guests in the room. And again, not in the room. I mean, they could pick it up and go up to our second floor and just rock out if they wanted to. So
very cool. Very cool.
Now, are there any plans to maybe expand your horizons instead of just having, you know, an electric guitar? I get the appeal because, you know, it can be quiet enough to not disturb the neighbors.
Right.
What about, like, acoustic guitars? Is there any plans in the works to kind of expand at all? Or?
You know, we're always looking for the next great idea. We haven't thought that far down the road. We just rolled these out this past month. We're always open to ideas. So that could happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you never know because we're always looking. You know, like you said, maybe we'll throw a drum set in another room.
Electronic.
Yes.
That's so great. That is so great. So if somebody wanted to, you know, they get just inspired by playing these ESP guitars in their hotel room, where can they pick one up? Do you have like a purchasing process like that you can get?
That's the coolest thing about this partnership with ESP. And they've been a great partner. You know, if you want this guitar, mm-hmm. you can actually purchase it right at the hotel. You can walk out with this guitar. And on top of that, ESP's we'll give you a 10% discount to purchase it through the Acme Hotel. So if you're staying mm-hmm. there and you love the guitar, we'll throw in a traveler bag for you as well. So you've got your own carrying case and you can walk out with the hotel or walk out with the guitar.
Whoa. It's like half Guitar Center, half
hotel.
I know.
I love that. Right? Probably less annoying than Guitar Center, too.
Guaranteed.
There isn't that guy in the corner playing like Stairway to Heaven, just right. like all those licks like all day long.
Well, see, that's actually something I wanted to ask. You know, there's always like, can we play Stairway? Can we play Slayer and can right. we play Freebird? Is that all okay?
That's all allowed?
Okay.
Right, it's all allowed.
A lot of times there's stipulations with mm-hmm. these things.
That's why we give you headphones.
There you go, exactly.
Well, I love this. So you know, I've never stayed at Acme Hotel, to be honest. I've always wanted to because I always walk by it and it's this very clean, hip hotel. What's like the regular guests you have come through and what can they expect from a stay at Acme?
Yeah, regular guests, that's a loaded question. We get anyone staying there. Mm-hmm. But what you can expect from a stay at the Acme is a truly Chicago experience. You know, mm-hmm. there's a ton of hotels in downtown Chicago. And our idea when we opened the Acme in 2012 was really bring Chicago into the hotel because there was no hotels out there that really gave them a real Chicago vibe, Chicago feel, whether it's through music or through artwork. We really wanted to give you an experience when you're here in Chicago mm-hmm. And a truly unique experience. If you stay at certain hotels, it's the same thing everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to focus on the experience and not so much, oh, we're just another hotel. But
yeah.
how is this experience going to be different and unique to Chicago?
Well, yeah.
Well, I'll talk about that for a yeah. second, the Chicago experience. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with the music. You know,
yeah.
Chicago is such a great music. It's one of the best cities in the world, in my opinion, but
exactly.
musically, it's maybe the best city in the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, how does the Chicago's music scene kind of play into all this?
Yeah, so we encompass music. You know, when you walk into the hotel, we have a really cool thing that we do is our front desk agents, whoever's on that day, we all have their own playlists.
Oh, that's
so
really cool.
They're able to play their own playlists throughout the lobby. When you walk by the hotel, if you hear a song you like, it's someone's own playlist. We also have music in the elevators. Cool story behind that is the music in the elevators actually donated by our owner. So he gave us all of his albums. And then we took four tracks from each album and put it on the music in the elevators. And the albums are actually posted in the elevator.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so right. definitely unique.
And these playlists that you're, I mean, are we filtering them at all or is it anything goes?
There's a little bit of filtering.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
right? yeah.
we want to keep it friendly still.
Of course, of course.
We're here with Brent Hinton, Director in Sales and Marketing at the Acme Hotel here in Chicago. You know, you mentioned the fact that the employees get to choose their own playlists. What's on your playlist these days, my friend?
There's a whole collection on my playlist. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to play my playlist down at the lobby
what?
Because I'm not the front desk. So we try
okay.
and keep that
okay.
to front desk. It's kind of a cool thing for them. So when the guests check in, it's like, oh, I love this song. Oh, yeah, that's my playlist. So mm-hmm. it kind of works that way.
Oh, see, that's a great way to tie in, like, you know,
it's
the company
touch.
Culture.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's definitely.
What's the overall reception been with the guitars in the rooms and the guitar?
In the first month, it's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. We've had a ton of people walk down and just that don't have them in the rooms and see them in the lobby and want to play them, and they've taken them to their rooms. And the people that have them in their rooms are now booking that room for the future stays because they want the guitar in the room. So it's been really fantastic.
I would stay at a hotel if they offered me a guitar, you know, and like I was able to play anytime I want. That's awesome.
I would be like almost nervous to play it. I don't know why.
yeah,
but if it's like known, it's like this is okay. I mean, if it's just there as like a prop, I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
Has there been what do you do like when it gets damaged or if there's like a broken string or something
Let's
like
knock
that?
Knock on wood. It hasn't been damaged yet.
Okay.
Obviously, broken string, we'll take it to the local shop. We've got a partnership through ESP. I don't remember the name of the shop, but we have a partnership with someone to fix the strings. And yeah, if it gets damaged, well, that's a bridge we're going to cross when it when it happens.
I'm going to smash it.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's really into it.
Going Nirvana on it, yeah. So what's next? I mean, so you got the guitars. Are we going to, is there a partnership maybe with Pedal Train or Empress Pedals or anything else on the horizon?
Who knows? Anything's open. You know, we're always looking for the next great thing. We've done a lot of different things in the past, not just musically, but, you know, different amenities for the guests. Snapchat spectacles, we have those at the front desk for guests
right
to use.
Right on. Those are the new thing. Have you seen
they're
those,
everywhere.
Kevin?
Oh yeah, they're great.
They come. I've been seeing them at, like, especially at festivals. They're just coming this enormous, like, vending machine box, and then I'm like, oh, you know, maybe there'll be some chips for like $2.99. It's like, no, these are sunglasses for like $150.
Yep.
Very cool. So you have those at the. What else do you got?
Yeah, so we do Snapchat spectacles. We've got Apple Watches when they came out, so those are still at the front desk. We do hotspots to go, so nice. Free Wi-Fi throughout the city. We do a lot of different unique amenities at the hotel that we kind of put spins on normal amenities. So we don't have any coffee makers in the guest rooms. We do Morning Joe. So it's actually dark matter coffee, which is brewed here.
Yeah.
So Chicago.
This stuff is phenomenal.
It's fantastic. So we do that delivered to your room at the time of your request for free.
It's great.
We do knock and drop room service where you don't have someone come into your room and drop a big honking tray with these big platters and dishes. It comes in disposable, eco-friendly packaging, and we leave it outside your room for you to pick up at your leisure. So we just try and look for the next great amenity to really enhance the, it's all about enhancing the guest experience at the end of the day. And we look to how can we make the guest experience better. We don't want to do a novelty item that's not useful for someone. It has to be functional for the guest.
Right on. A true Chicago hotel, the yeah. Acme Hotel. You guys really have hit all the key points, I feel like, for being a hotel in our city.
We try.
Yeah.
So what's next for the Acme Hotel? Anything else on the horizon?
Nothing.
Festival season?
Yeah, I mean, we got festival season coming up, which is fantastic. We always do something for festival season. One thing we've done in the past that we actually may revisit this year is we've actually done a local, like a pop-up shop in our window for records curated by the front desk staff.
That's
again.
Cool. That's yeah.
And we package that with actually a music package. The package varies every year, but it always has, you know, portable record player and two records in the package. And again, it's curated by the hotel staff from local record shops here in Chicago. We're going to be rolling out we're looking at rolling out a contest to actually win a painted guitar. So
that's
we're
cool.
going to have this ESP guitar painted. It'll be a contest to, you know, best Instagram photo at a music fest or something along those lines. We haven't worked out the details yet, but that's coming down the road. So
you guys, I mean, music in Chicago is playing a big part into the hotel's culture, it seems. Why is that?
Well, it's because it's a part of Chicago. And
yeah.
It's, again, bringing Chicago into the hotel. And Chicago, like you said, has got, in my mind, one of the best music scenes around. So it's really bringing that music scene into the hotel, however we can do it.
I love that. We're speaking with Brent Hinton, Director and Sales of Marketing at Acme Hotel Chicago. You can follow them on Twitter at Acme Hotel Chi, Facebook, Acme Hotel Company, Instagram, Acme Hotel Chicago. We should follow each other on Instagram.
We should.
I think that's a good idea. Kevin, you down to play some guitar?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. Well, this was Sound Sessions here on WGN, and stay tuned.